Stoughton, the Stoughton Public Library has become a popular place for young and old, and librarian Tanya Dubois is happy about this. On March 26, seven women joined Dubois to make dryer balls with Rhonda Lamb. This program was a pilot project to promote art and was cost shared with the Fillmore Library. In doing this with another library, the presenter is paid a fair wage, and it allows the event to be free of charge for those who attend. Lamb said these dryer balls cut the cost of using dryer sheets, help cut static electricity in clothes, stop pet hair from sticking to the clothes, and are made from all natural fibers. A scent may also be added to the balls by adding a few drops of an essential oil to give the clothes a fresh smell. By wetting the dryer ball and adding it to wrinkled clothes in the dryer, it will eliminate the wrinkles through the process. They are easy to make with the correct supplies and are made in many assorted colors and designs. This is not the only program offered, as Dubois has a full calendar of events coming up in April. Every Wednesday at 3:30 p.m., an after-school program runs until 4:30 p.m. This is for all ages and open for kids to play games, complete a puzzle, make a craft, or simply sit and color a picture. Thursday is set aside for grades 4 and up, which includes the same programming. They can set up Lego and the marble run, which is set up like a racetrack, except it is with marbles. These programs are free, thanks to the Community Initiative Fund, CIF, grants that provide support for snacks and all the crafts. On June 11th and September 24th, people can try their hand at ceramic mugs, thanks to the Sask Culture Grant. For this event, all people wanting to attend must pre-register. Dubois is also excited about April 16th, when Service Canada and the Canada Revenue Agency, CRA, will come to the library and talk about tax returns. If 10 people pre-register for this class, the CRA will have someone in attendance to do simple tax returns for free, but they must qualify for this. Dubois is also looking for local artists that are willing to have their art displayed at the library. She feels this will give the artists some exposure and it will make the library walls look great. Audiobooks are a way to enjoy a book without having to read it. Dubois feels that some people may struggle with reading, and this is an alternative, but one still gets the pleasure of hearing a book. Dubois said she would gladly get anyone set up for this experience. Having been the librarian for a year, Dubois loves her job and feels it is the perfect fit for her. Those who wish to know more about the programming at the library can be placed on the mailing list by simply asking the Stoughton librarian.